Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Terence Norris, TerenceNorris. Terence Norris is here for a follow-up visit. Date of birth 1/27/83. Date of accident 10/6/2023. Date of service 1/4/2024. The patient is now here for a follow-up evaluation. He had an automobile accident on 10/6/2023 where their car T-boned another car on a frontal collision, and it impacted him as he was not wearing seat belts. He jolted inside the car with head injury and with resulting subdural hematoma as well as subarachnoid hemorrhage, which was limited and it got resolved. He also received a laceration of the right eye, upper eyelid and lower eyelid, which were sutured and fixed, but he still has a lacrimal duct blockage that is being addressed to by Crestview Eye Hospital. He also received fracture of the both nasal bone and the nasal process of maxilla, but they were all reduced and fixed by the hospital at the admission immediately after the accident at St. Agnes Hospital. At this time, patient has some moderate headaches, and he is seeing various specialists. He is seeing an ENT surgeon, Dr. Caron, C-A-R-R-O-N, or C-A-R-R-O-H, at the St. Agnes. He is seeing Dr. Holly Gilmer, H-O-L-L-Y-G-I-L-M-E-R, as a Michigan head and spine. He's also seeing Dr. Batula, who is an ENT physician. He's seeing a fascio-maxillary surgeon, Dr. Seaman, S-E-M-A-N, as well as Crest GI Hospital. Most of these specialists are located at the St. Agnes Hospital. Currently, he reports of pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 10, and left shoulder is 9, left wrist is 8. Patient reports 20% improvement in the pain so far. Please review the chart for the ADL for system review and for the additional history, current pain medications, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. He is not compliant very much. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 149/100, pulse is 98, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is 0121-003 for 12/5/2023. Just use the general review, musculoskeleton exam and extremities examination. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is also the same. Continue the physical therapy and for the neck, mid-back, lower back, and for the left knee and left wrist. And now he's complaining of some pain in the left shoulder also, although he's able to move it pretty good. And shoulder examination, please report it as a normal examination. Range of motion is normal. Motor power is normal. Just general pain is there in the shoulder, but it's not very severe. And he has remained disabled for work. Attended care 4 hours, 7 days is provided to help him with the organization as he reports some confusion and help with the bathing, grooming, dressing, and dressing. Transportation is checked and case management has been checked. Medication wise, he is provided with the following medication, which is naproxen 500 twice a day, prazodone 100 milligram at night for sleep, Puricide 1 or 2 6-hour PRN 75 tablets for headaches, gabapentin 600 milligrams 3 times a day, 90 tablets. He has been provided one time dose of Narco 10 over 325 to 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. His MAPs are being reviewed and labs are being reviewed. Thank you. Terence Norris can continue seeing all the specialists as mentioned, Dr. Batula, Dr. Holly Gilmore, Dr. Caron, and Michigan Head and Spine Facial Maxillar Surgeon Dr. Seaman and Crest GI Hospital, and also the neuropsych people for evaluation. An MRI for M1 imaging for neuroquant with SWI for brain is not available yet. As it is done, it will be reported. Thank you.